Norfolk Southern has many such yards where rail cars are sorted into new trains. The railroad closed the Roanoke Yard in late February, saying it could more efficiently use other yards in its system. Today, Senior Vice President Deb Butler told an investors' conference it's working.
The closure was accomplished seamlessly, with no service disruption to our customers, and solid cost savings.
140 employees were impacted by the closure. Norfolk Southern says many now have positions elsewhere in the system. Evan Jones, WFIR News.